Inside Sports Medicine with Dr. Tio Soriel, orthopedic surgeon and medical director of Texas Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Group. Dr. Soriel's comments are meant for informational and educational purposes only, and not as a treatment. His comments are not a substitute for a visit with your doctor. And now, Dr. Tio Soriel.
I'm back. The boss isn't back. Till his microphone comes on. There he is. There he is.
Board up 101. Push the right button. Welcome back.
Put the candle back.
Oh. I wonder how many people caught what reference that was. Put the candle back.
All right, we'll see if anybody on Facebook Live got...
If you say it with the accent, put the candle back.
All right.
Oh, one of the funniest movies in the history of movies.
Oh, gosh.
Welcome back to Inside Sports Medicine. Soriel, Ballard, Blumenthal. Mayer had to go either watch or coach a kid basketball game.
Yeah.
I think he's watching today.
When my kids were little... For me to go to those things was like pulling teeth because, mind you, my day job when my kids were little or my night job was the NBA games. And to go watch a little dribblers basketball game with six-year-olds
where
the final score was 2-0.
Brutal.
Horrible. But I did it anyway. I was the dad. Welcome back to Inside Sports Medicine.
You notice how some of the dads, though, get really into it? They start yelling at refs
it
and things.
It boggles
like,
my mind.
Come on, this is like eight-year-old basketball, and
exactly.
You're yelling at the ref.
Yeah.
Like, come
he
on.
Traveled! They all traveled!
We never talked about what Dr. Mayer was referencing to about these kids having Instagram accounts. We'll have to talk about that another time, where they have these paid-for Instagram accounts and followers and that are,
it's,
you know,
ludicrous.
Done by the parents. Yeah, it's great.
Ludicrous.
I don't know. Paid for Instagram accounts?
So, yeah. So before we pull the curtain back, because we really have an interesting topic that we're going to talk about, a little sidebar note. When I was in college, I earned extra bucks as a little league umpire.
Mm-hmm.
And you got $5 if you do the game behind the plate. You got $3 if you're in the outfield behind second base. And it was Little League. I was floored by the parents' involvement in a Little League game. That was a strike! Dude, it's Little League. And anyway.
So the funny story this particular year, and it may not be funny, it may just show my insensitivity, is I was watching a high school basketball game. One of my sons plays high school basketball. And some of the schools make you play them now in masks this year. Sometimes not.
Wait. The players?
Yeah.
Wear masks?
Yeah.
Some of the schools.
It's crazy to watch.
It's a local. Yeah, it's whatever school you have to abide by. So it was an away game. That school was another.
How do you run up and down the court in a mask?
Okay. So, not very efficiently. But so my son's mask, he kind of wore it around his chin
so that
he could breathe. And they had one of the moms from the other team goes, number 11, pull your mask up. And before I could think.
You said something.
I screamed back, said, talk to your own kid or something like that. It wasn't rude. I didn't, swear or anything.
Wow.
And after the game, and we're driving home and Lucas says, did you hear that lady? And then someone yelled right back at her. I said, that was me. He goes, oh, cool. But, yeah, so that's, parents, involvement. But anyway.
We'll probably, we should devote almost an entire episode to that because it impacts our world in sports medicine so much.
Mm-hmm.
And we've told the story before. I'm trying to stay on topic here, but we've told the story before that so often the overuse injuries that we see in the youngsters are because parents aren't being parents. They're or they're or they're hiding behind something. But anyway, we'll devote a whole episode to that. I think that's a great little topic to discuss. So in my early days with the Mavericks, this would have been in the late 80s, early 90s, we had a coach, Dick Motta, who was a fantastic NBA coach, very well respected, old school, very much old school. And Coach Motta, I mean, I certainly wasn't close to him. I mean, I was a completely different generation. But he did show me something, a card that he carries in his wallet. And it was just kind of one of those inspirational reminders. And he said, and the card said, the problem with being good is you have to be good every time. And that is so true in so many different reference points. And I'm not talking about being a good human being or whatever, but being a good basketball player, being a good surgeon, being a good doctor. The problem is that there's really no room for error. And the gooder you get, the gooder you get, the higher you get into the I'm trying to figure out what word to use, into the categories of, oh, he's one of the best in Texas or whatever, is that there's really very little room. And Scott and I were talking about this yesterday. You know, he's one of the developers of the artificial disc replacement in Spine World, which has revolutionized the field. You know, no longer do you have to have a fusion. You now can have a disc replacement, which will maintain motion and still at the same time solve your pain problems. Well, in order to develop a procedure like that, there's very little room for error. It has to be put in literally within millimeters of accurate tolerance. And if you have the personality that Scott has, or I have, or Kareem, or Ballard, if you're 1 millimeter off, you fret.
Oh, it drives you crazy.
It absolutely. I've had ACLs that were a millimeter or two off, and in the big scheme of things, it probably doesn't matter. But in the little scheme of things, it drives me crazy.
Well, and you even know the tolerance, and even if you're within the tolerance of what we teach is
right,
appropriate
right.
or acceptable,
right.
still drives me crazy. You know, and we talked about it that, you know, if we're doing somewhat of an unusual or difficult surgery the next day, you kind of lose sleep thinking about it, like, okay, kind of, you know, a little bit, you know, this is a challenge. Like the night before the Super Bowl, it's like, this is a big deal because, you know, it's just, it gets in your head. And, you know, it's nothing that you can ever put away. This job, you can't
it's
say, 20, I'm off. I'm not going to think about it. You just can't do
24/7, 365. And this is the burden that we carry.
Times 30 years.
Yeah, time, right. And this is that card. The problem with being good is you have to be good every time.
Right.
You know, and so we're talking about tolerances of a procedure. So you can lose 10 degrees of extension of the ACL and still count that as a good result because the knee's stable. However, if my patients lose 1 degree, I sweat because I absolutely, which means I didn't get it perfect, and or something happened that it wasn't perfect. Like too much scar tissue, arthrofibrosis, blah blah blah.
And sometimes it's patient's anatomy.
The anatomy is
that's the one thing is variable.
I did an NFL lineman, and this was this might have been 10, 15 years ago, and when you're doing an ACL and you have to get into the, you have to drill that femoral tunnel, I couldn't get far enough back. Mm-hmm. I did not have that. We did not own instruments that would go far enough back on a 350-pound lineman, and therefore it was somewhat of a compromise. So, in a 340-pound lineman, you know, I was 3 millimeters off. Guess what? It probably didn't matter, but it drove me crazy. You get it, right, Brad?
Oh man, the thing I keep thinking about is the fact that, you know, there's a patient there's a person behind, you know, every procedure.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
There's a person behind every surgery, behind every diagnosis. And, you know, it can affect their quality of life moving forward significantly. And the fact that they trusted us to have their health in our hands is no laughing matter and, you know, nothing to be taken lightly. So when I think about that, and having been on the other side of that table as a patient, all of us have, you know, it's an intimate relationship, and I want that person to have the best absolute outcome. So if I'm doing a procedure, if I'm doing an injection, and it is not absolutely right as I'm looking at that ultrasound and the tip of the needle is not exactly where it needs to be, I'll keep going. Let's over again until it gets to the point to where it needs to be, because I know there's a person on the other side of that procedure that's going to live life once, you know, once this is over.
So. Well, let's just be honest too. It's our own ego too. When I did your Achilles, if I was not able to repair every single fiber, I would have felt bad. Obviously for you, but it was difficult for my ego to say, wow, I repaired 90% of it. Hell no. I wanted to repair every single fiber. And that's kind of how we're made up. And you know, look, of course, the standard is, hey, you're operating on a human. But it's – and they have a life and they have a story and they have expectations. I get it. I get it 100%. And I agonize about all those things. But we're made up in such a way – look, I can't speak on behalf of everybody. I'm made up in such a way – that we aim for perfection every single time. And sometimes it's not attainable, but I lose sleep over that.
No, I agree. And some of it is it's kind of the nature of the beast, man. This is medical school, man. This is physician. I mean, like we're competitive. It's a competitive nature. I'm not saying that I'm necessarily competing against somebody else so much as I'm competing against myself every single day, right?
Bam.
To make sure that I'm improving, to make sure that I'm at the top of my game.
100%. We talked about this many episodes. One of the things that frustrates all of us is the uncertainty of medicine. If there is a 95% success rate and a 5% failure rate, and I do the same procedure every single time, I can never tell who's going to fall into the 95% bucket and the 5% bucket.
Yeah.
And it frustrates me. It definitely frustrates me. All right, quick little break. We're going to come up. Are we going to mix with the golf guys? All right, looks like I got a thumbs up. We are going to mix with the golf guys. This is Inside Sports Medicine. Quick little break, coming right back.